If you want to get away from the monotony of mainland life, you might find Egg an alternative worth pursuing. There's been developments to encourage tourism. Egg has its own brewery now. The Earth Connection Centre runs residential eco courses and holidays promoting green living. And 2 years ago, Lorraine Wynne Jones moved with her partner from Shropshire to start an outdoor activities business. Lorraine explains that Egg is in the Inner Hebrides and forms part of a cluster with some other islands.
Close to Rum, Muck and Canna, and collectively known as the Small Isles, about 12 miles from the mainland.
Egg seems larger than it actually is.
It's 12 square miles. It's the biggest small island that you can imagine. Geographically, it's not very big, but there's so many different areas. We've got the forest, we've got the beaches, we've got moorland, we've got cliffs. There's so much to look at here. As you come to the Isle of Egg, we've got a hill called Anschur, which is extremely prominent. It's the largest pitch stone of its kind locally. And a lot of people like to go up there. You get a fantastic view. And we've got golden eagles and the sea eagles around here. So that's a great place to see those. We've also got a nice forestry area in the centre of the island, which is beautiful to explore, as well as beaches. We've got Lag Bay and Singing Sands, where we found a lot of dinosaur fossils recently. And there's some really fascinating geology around there.
Lorraine runs Egg Adventures, renting bikes and kayaks to visitors.
It's a great place to go out kayaking, especially if you've not really paddled before. It's very safe. And we've got a great colony of seals who love to follow you around in the kayaks. It is quite calm. We've got a lot of smaller bays around the coastline, particularly on this side where I am in Gelnsdale Bay. And lots of little tiny beaches that you can land on and explore. And we also run the camping pods and we offer archery sessions. And we also have a walking guide available to take people around the island and share some of the history and the stories of the place.
And there's some good places to eat on the island.
We've got a couple of options for relaxed dining. We've got Gowmansdale Bay Tea Room, which is located by the pier, which serves evening meals, including a really amazing lasagna that I highly recommend. But we're also lucky enough to have a restaurant on the other side of the island in Cleedale called Lagurna, which is 4-star and really, really special.
Egg's not known for nightlife, but after the sun sets, the night skies provide an attraction in themselves.
As you get towards September or early in the year, the Milky Way is right overhead, and I've never seen stars like this anywhere else. It really is beautiful at night.
There's only 105 year-round islanders, but despite the island's size, you'll be well looked after.
There's quite a lot. We've got a range. I mean, you can wild camp wherever you want across any of the islands. Here on Egg, we've got accommodation from camping pods up to luxury B&Bs and bothies. There's a whole range of accommodation, but we always recommend that people book in advance because we do get busy in the summer. We've got the Isle of Egg website, which has all of the accommodation listed on there with details.
Lorraine says there is some misinformation going around about the island.
People think we don't actually live here or work here all year round. People are very surprised to hear that everyone who's here working in the summer is here throughout the winter as well. Some people think that we're just here, either that we come here in the morning, we work all day and then we leave again and go back to the mainland, or that we all leave over the winter and the island is desolate and deserted.
Is tourism an option all year round?
It is. The holiday accommodation providers are all open all year round. The tea room is open certain days of the week, and it's actually a really special time to come to the island. The winter light is amazing. It's very quiet. You get a different feel in the winter, but it's a very special place to visit.
You can find more information at isleofegg.org, and Egg is spelled E-I-G-G.